And Leona Lewis is here.
Hello.
Now, I thought you might turn up in a sleigh. Dressed in a Santa suit. I thought you were going to go whole old festive on me for
I
the
album.
I left
my Santa suit at home today.
Because I feel a little bit ridiculous now when you walked in because, I don't know, you can't, because I've still got my coat on, but I did decide to wear this
what?
Today to really get me in the mood. I thought I'd put my Christmas jumper on.
Amazing. Oh, look, it's like How to Make a Snowman.
It's How to Make a Snowman in knitwear.
That is so cute. Where did you get that?
That Primark. They're very in this season,
Leona.
Primark is
doing a lot of good Christmas jumpers at the moment.
They are. But I feel really stupid because you're in like a Pat Butcher cow print. Looking lovely, though. Looking lovely. Can I just say, I did mention this to you, when I first heard the Christmas song, which was in October, yeah. I got so excited.
Yay!
Because it seems to be a while since we've had a good, new, original Christmas song.
Yeah, I'm excited. I'm really excited about this song. I think it's got a really good sentiment, and it was so much fun recording the song and the whole album.
When did you actually record it? Because a lot of Christmas songs, I remember talking to Roy Wood from Wizard, and I think he said they recorded that in like June.
Yeah.
They put Christmas trees up and everything in the studio. Did you do all that?
Same, we recorded it around that time, summertime. But we didn't put Christmas trees up, but I did have fairy lights in my studio, so that was a little bit Christmassy.
To get you in the mood.
Yeah.
And the entire album itself, it's just brilliant for your voice, but it's got that kind of 60s... It's like the Phil Spector Christmas album, isn't it, in a way? It's got that kind of feel to it.
I was really inspired by his album for this record, and I did some of the covers that he has on his Christmas album on this record, and then turned like the Wizard song into that same kind of Phil Spector Wall of Sound vibe. So it was a fun process.
And then we get to hear a bit of your classical side, because that's how you... Yeah. I've probably forgotten that that's how you started years and years ago.
Yeah, exactly. I started off singing opera, and so I wanted to... No one's really ever heard me do it before,
So
I got the chance to do it on this album.
I think if people heard Ave Maria from that album, they'd go... They'd never guess it was you.
No, a lot of people don't really know it's me singing.
Can you break glass with your voice? Have you done that?
Not that
I'm asking you now,
because
we're in a studio full of windows.
Yeah, I'll just, you know... I haven't done that.
Never tried?
That's going to be one of my... I have to make that like my party trick or something.
Yeah.
At the moment, it's that I can lick my own elbow.
Oh, go on then. Let's have a look.
I can't put my thing up, but you can kind of...
Yes, she has.
See, and apparently that's physically impossible to do.
It's not, because you've just done it.
Because clearly I can do it. Uber facts. Who listens to Uber facts?
So whose idea was it to do a Christmas album then?
Well, it came about a little while ago, and I've always wanted to do one. But then I did my third album. I kind of wanted to get a bit re-inspired. And I sat down with Simon Cowell, and we kind of discussed doing a Christmas record. And I think that I got really excited about it because I got to do a completely different genre that has influenced me so much over the years, but that I've actually never gotten to record.
Yeah.
So I was so excited when the prospect came up.
What's it like when you have a meeting with Simon, by the way? Does he phone you and
Smokey.
Go, Leona, I need to see you. Does he?
That's that a really good voice.
Was it really good?
Yeah.
Oh,
whoa.
I could start tricking people into thinking I'm Simon Cowell. So does he phone you, or does one of his people phone one of your people?
Usually
and they connect you? How does it work? I'm intrigued.
It's his like PA. Right. And then I'll go in to his meeting, and he's got an amazing, amazing office. And we just all sit down and have a chat, really.
Through
it's
the
just
smoke.
Like literally working. It's when he's not on TV, he's a record guy. So it's just like sitting and working with a co-worker, really.
Yeah, he's been your boss for what?
He's been my boss.
How many years?
7 years. Yeah.
What a great boss to have. What a
cool
boss.
Yeah, it's cool.
Does he buy good Christmas presents?
I do get good Christmas presents from Simon and the label, actually. They're very, very sweet. They once got me this little clutch bag with my LL initials on it. And nice. I love personalised like gifts with like little name embellishments and stuff. I always get that kind of stuff for like my friends and family. So when I got one, I was well happy.
He must be tricky to buy for, though, Simon.
Yeah, usually it's just like a candle situation.
Oh, you like candles? Do you get him a voucher?
I've never got him a voucher before.
No. Where would you get him a voucher for, though?
I don't know. Maybe like Liberties.
Yeah, like, something like that.
I can probably buy, I don't know, a matchstick with the voucher that I could afford to get him.
So how will you be spending Christmas? Are you quite traditional?
I am very traditional. So with my family, we do this thing on every Christmas Eve where we can open one present So we'll open one present and then we get up the next morning, open all our presents, have our big Christmas dinner spread, and then just like play games, like lots of board games, all that kind of stuff goes on.
It's really traditional then.
Yeah.
Because I thought you'd go, well, I only really get a week off, so I'm over in Barbados or somewhere like that.
It's actually the one time a year that I always make sure I see my family and chill with them.
It's important, isn't it?
Yeah, that's what it's all about for me.
I never understand people who don't get on with their family. They go, oh, no, Christmas yeah, here, no, I've got to see my family.
I do have a few friends that are a bit like, oh, no, I don't want to. But I don't know. I guess some people see it as that people are like forced to come together. But I actually see that as a good thing because especially if, like me, I don't see them that often, as often as I used to because I'm traveling a lot. So that means I get to spend this good chunk of time and we'll argue and like, you know, have our little,
exactly.
Yeah. But then, you know, we all kind of come together and it's just about spending time with each other, you know.
Are you going to be touring soon?
I hope to. I did do a tour earlier in the year, so I haven't got anything planned for next year yet, but I'm hoping to tour again.
Here's what I'm thinking, Leon. Here's what I'm thinking. I'm thinking we do a tour in December next year.
Mm.
So obviously we can do like the hits and also we can do
a bit of
the Christmas album
stuff.
But you need to put tickets on sale now. So that people can get it for next year. And you're having
Christmas
like present. Yeah.
Right.
But you're having big trees, big Christmas trees on there, fake snow in the audience.
It would have to be, right?
Everything. Camp as you like.
Yeah.
Can we do that? Not that I'm trying to organise your career for you, but
to do that.
Get me Simon on the phone.
I'm doing like a little Christmas set GAY, which is sorry, I think I would have done that already.
Okay, that's fine.
But anyway, I'd love to do a Christmas show.
And you're going to be doing the song on X Factor this weekend?
Yes, I am.
Will there be fake snow and big Christmas trees?
There's going to be. It's going to be such a good performance. I'm really, really excited about it. It's really going to mark the start of Christmas, I think, for the show. So everyone has to tune in and watch. It's going to be an amazing show.
She's giving nothing away, though. No. They used to do that. They used to have a Christmas week, didn't they, on X Factor?
They did,
yeah. They did it in your year, though,
No, no, we didn't have it in our year. We did have two humongous Christmas trees at each side of the stage and it was around the final that they put them up.
Love the big Christmas trees on X Factor.
I know. I don't know how they really get them in the studio.
Dermot
huge.
Does them. Yeah, Dermot.
Dermot.
Fully responsible. He does the lot.
Goes
and
like chops them.
Trims the tree.
Brings them in.
Yeah, that's the kind of guy.
I can totally imagine that.
Have you been watching this? I bet everybody always asks you if you're watching.
Yeah, I have been. I try and watch whenever I'm here. Like I'm like so addicted to it. It's been good. And I mentored Sam Bailey.
Of course.
Which is rather
nice. Because
she
did Lead in Love.
She did, yeah. She did it really well. I was really proud of her.
Do you think she's got a good career? Because everybody's saying, she's going to win. She's going to win. Do you think she will? And do you think it would be good for her to win?
I feel like, yeah, it would be good for her to win. And I feel like the tones that are in her voice are so good. Like, that she's just undeniable. So why not? Like, But a lot of them are really talented, so I'm not quite sure who's going to win it. Because always people say at one point, like, this one's going to win or this one's going to win, and it always changes. So,
if she does win, what advice would you give her? What one piece of advice as a former winner would you say?
I'd say, with me going into the show, I kind of knew and had a direction of where I wanted to go in my head and what I wanted to be and who I was as an artist and what kind of music I wanted to sing. So I'd say she, you know, needs to formulate that idea for herself and her own identity and where she kind of wants to go and sees herself in music. And I feel like that is the key to it, to have your own identity.
I think you were the first X Factor winner where that actually happened.
Quite lucky.
You got to
that.
Take a bit of time.
Exactly. To I think I took the longest to make the album.
Yeah, we were waiting a long time.
Yeah.
We were waiting like 9 months.
Where did she go? Yeah. What's going on? Because they're so used to, you know, banging out so quickly. But it's good that I had the support to take the time to do it.
And now you've got a film career on the boil. I'm hearing whispers about this. What's going on here?
I recorded a film in the summer and it's going to be out next summer, so I'm really excited.
Right, what was that?
It's a musical romantic comedy, and it's about two sisters who fall in love with the same guy, and I'm best friends with one of the sisters. So it's all about how that kind of unfolds. All the songs in it are from the 80s, so it's going to be a real kind of girly.
Is it set in the 80s?
No, but it's not set in the 80s. Right. And one funny story that one of the actors that I was acting with, one of the guys, you know, we're doing like our costuming and stuff, and for one of the scenes in the film, and by this time, you know, it was like halfway through filming, and he turned around to me and he said, "This is set in the 80s, right?" And I said,
"Did you get the memo?
Did you read the script?" "No, this is modern day with 80s songs." And he was so confused. He was like, "Oh my God. Oh my God, I put out in a press release that it's set in the 80s. I've been talking about this film that's set in the 80s. Like, did you not know?" But it would, you know, because it's all set on the beach and it's not actually like a specific clothing kind of, yeah, like we've all got, yeah, like sarongs and stuff. So I could see where he got a bit confused, but it was quite funny to think that he thought that like the whole way through.
It's been lovely to see you today.
Thank you. Nice to see you.
Looking forward to seeing you on X Factor.
Yay.
And if you haven't got it yet, the Christmas album, it's perfect for rapping or putting the tree up.
Yes.
It's just perfect.
Not like MC rapping.
No,
like
no.
Rapping Christmas presents.
Don't know if you want to do a mix
of
that. I could do a bit of that.
It,
in
maybe.
It, on it.
Yeah, in it, on it.
Maybe not. I could do rapping in the style of Simon Cowell.
Yes.
In my Simon Cowell voice.
Do it.
Rapping. That'll be my Christmas party trick. Can't get my order to do that. Leona Lewis, thanks very much.
Thank you. Hey, this is Leona Lewis, and Merry Christmas to everyone at Free Radio.